Good evening. My name is Boulder, Colorado.
Yes, sir.
And I just saw something that I can't explain.
Okay, let's hear about it.
Okay, I'll give you the story. First of all, I'm a physicist with research in Boulder, Colorado.
Yes, sir.
And I'm taking a course at Colorado University in astronomy. And I was out in my backyard locating various and sundry stars and so on. And four objects came into the field of view of the binoculars. They were flying in a sort of loose formation. They were just blobs of light. They were much larger than the largest star, but very dim. There were no blinking lights or anything of that sort. And they were going in a straight line over Boulder from northwest to southeast, and they were going very, very fast. I would guess that they went about 45 degrees in about two or three seconds.
So I
sat there in a state of shock for about 5 minutes because I'd never believed in these things before, but this is something that I've never seen before and that I can't explain. And I made a couple of calls. I was trying to locate some facility in the area that had radar to see if they had seen anything, and I was directed to your number.
Okay, now what time did you spot that?
10:30.
Okay.
Mountain Daylight Savings Time.
And which direction were you looking at the time?
I was looking toward the east.
To the east, and they were traveling in which direction?
They were traveling from approximately north-northwest to the south, toward the south-southeast.
Okay, now how long did you have those in sight?
Two or three seconds.
Any estimate of size? Can you compare them with anything?
I would say they were about, I'm trying to compare it. They were much larger than the largest star appears. I would say about a quarter the size of the moon or considerably less, somewhat less than that.
Okay.
They were larger than, you know, than the largest stars appear.
Right. And what was the color?
The color was just sort of a whitish, very dim. Very
okay.
dim.
In your estimation, were these things fairly close or quite far away?
There was no sound whatsoever.
Okay.
And no way of estimating distance whatsoever. But if they were very far away, then the speed must have really been tremendous.
Okay. Were they leaving any kind of a trail at all?
No, nothing whatsoever.
Did you watch them until they went out of sight?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Did they hold that straight line formation at all times?
Yes, they did. They were just going in a straight line. They held this sort of a semi-formation. There were two were closer together, and two others were sort of strung out behind into one side.
Okay. And once again, how long do you think you watched those?
No more than 2 or 3 seconds.
Okay.
Before they were out of sight.
All right. How many witnesses? Just yourself?
Just myself. Okay. I was sitting in the backyard with the binoculars and saw them.
Okay. And where did you get our number?
I first called ATC at Longmont, and they directed me to Buckley Field.
Okay.
Well, I just had to tell somebody because it was something that I'd never seen before, and it's something that I can't explain.
Okay, I might state that the straight line formation involving 4, 6, 8, or 10 bright lights is quite common. We get these reports quite often, and
these were not bright. They were very dim.
Uh-huh.
They were not points of light. They were blobs of light.
Oh, I see. Okay. Would you say that these were attached to an object, or would that be impossible to tell?
Well, I tried to visualize these as being lights on an airplane flying over. And there was no way that I could do it.
Right, okay.
And they held, during all the time that I watched, they held the same, as near as I could tell, exactly the same positional relationship.
Yes.
But as far as all being attached to a single object, they didn't appear to be. But there was no way that I could really tell. And there was no sound whatsoever.
Okay. Well, once again, I thank you very much, and if we come up with any new information on it, we'll let you know.
great